technical delay.
I can't hear you.
Can't either. Not sure what's going on. Can you hear me now, Anthony?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, hopefully this is going to work. South range is up 27 to 11.
Yep, a quick timeout right there as the Raiders open the second quarter on a 5-2 run. Five quick points, really. Lordstown came out, scored a quick two, and then Raiders went on a quick 5-0 run, and it forced Lordstown to take a timeout. After one quarter, South Range led 22-9. And right now, Bree Modick has already hit 3 3-pointers. So she's just 3 away from tying that record. And we're not even in halftime yet, so we might see that as this game goes on.
Very interesting to see. We'll see if it happens or not. There's more talent shots.
Rejection by Izzy Lombardi. Welcome to the Lombardi Party, sponsored by South Range. And she gets the bucket on the other end. Her first points in the game. It's really impressive that she's able to get the protection and then run the floor down and get the 2 points.
So hopefully we're going to continue this hustle and intensity for both teams.
They're going to get Brooke Sauerwein on the foul. That's her first, team's fifth. And we have about 5 minutes to go, 5:50 to go in the second quarter.
So I'm being told that we can hear each other now, and Brian can hear us back in the technical command center. So hopefully all is well.
Lordstown's first shot is off the mark. Second foul shot is no good, too. Vuletic with the rebound, and the Raiders will push the ball.
We have Maddie Durkin bring the ball up. She gets it out. Travel is called. Ooh, that was on Sauerwein.
Red Devils down 18 right now. They need to get something going. Anytime they can get the Raiders a foul, that'll help. That's the Raiders' 16th foul. It'll be on Ashley McKee.
Where they caught a hold on McKee.
Yeah, there's this little reach in when the Red Devil player tried to drive by her.
Nice put up there for the Red Devils. That was Kaylin Higginbottom. Tipped out of bounds. I believe it'll stay with South Range.
Yeah, right now they have Izzy Lombardi running the point, and like I said earlier in the broadcast, if you're able to hear, Raiders are without point guard Bree Kohler tonight. She is dealing with a concussion, but she's cleared to come back to practice tomorrow. So right now, Izzy Lombardi running the point for the Raiders.
I got fooled out on that shot fake. The Red Devils will now bring the ball up.
And
that'll be Kayla Higginbottom again with the ball. Puts up another shot, in and out, but a nice rebound for the Red Devils.
Yeah, there's no box out by Sam Patrone. and Beach was able to get in there, get the rebound, and put the ball up.
She kind of just went in there. No one was going to stop her.
Yeah, and there was no box out. And that's something that the Raiders really do struggle with at times this season, is boxing out on defense. Another travel for Brooke Sauerwein. That's the second in the last three possessions. Now we're going to see a lot of substitutions for the Raiders. Vuletic and Bree Modick are coming in for, it looks like, McKee and, who else did they get out of there? Brooke Sauerwein, I think, so.
I think I couldn't see what the hoop
on the floor
left.
Right now for the Raiders, Vuletic, Patron, Modick, Durkin, and Izzy Lampardi.
I don't think that Lordstown's really made any substitution lately.
No, they really haven't. They don't have the bench to go too deep. They're about six deep, I bet, maybe seven. But now you start to see more of the normal rotation for the Raiders.
Just over 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Nice putback.
Another offensive rebound. Higginbottom that time. Another failure to box out on defense for the Raiders. Now Sam Patron's running point, and that will put Izzy down on the high post.
Deep three from the Raiders. That's it.
The shooting is working for the Raiders today. That is their fourth three-point field goal of the night. Three from Modick, one from Patron. Both those girls are above 35% from the three. Izzy and Party steal.
Try to get a Patron, not going to happen, and now the Red Devils take it back. Here comes Patron now. She dishes it off. Not going to connect there. Whistle blown.
They're going to call an over-the-back foul.
Fancy like that.
On Danny Vuletic. So it's what happens when you don't box someone out. You get out of position. Her height gives her, makes her a little bit prone to that call. Coming in at, I believe, 6'2", maybe 6'3". But when you're that tall and you're not getting good position, those refs will be a lot more eager to call you for going over the back.
It is, and right now the foul set at South Range was 7 and Lordstown was 2, so they're really trying to play that height advantage that they have on South Range to draw some more fouls for him.
And that shot will go off, and Danny Vuletic with her fifth rebound of the night.
Now the Raiders push up on the corner. Now they kick back to the top. Nice drive, and another steal.
There's too many live ball turnovers tonight for the Raiders.
Lampardy kind of hung her head there when she lost that ball. And coach didn't like that.
Well, that was a really nice steal by Di Diego. I had to make sure I was pronouncing that right, but really nice job there. That's a 4-3 by Bree Modick, and she is just 2 3-pointers away from tying that South Range record. And we're not even at halftime yet, Tyler.
I have a good feeling we're going to see it. Nice trap there by the Raiders defense.
Yeah, the Raiders are starting to extend that defense up a little bit. They like to trap the guards, double team them. And we saw early Lordstown was able to dribble through those double teams. It's not working as much now that they have their normal rotation. And it's harder to dribble past the double team of Maddie Durkin and Izzy Lampardi. Bree Modick with the steal.
She's going to maintain and going to go all the way to the baseline. Now a kick out for a three. It's in.
Oh, my. Raiders are just shooting the lights out.
Samantha Patron with the three.
That's her second three-pointer. Raiders have hit 6 already tonight, and they lead 38-15.
Nice dish down to the basket and draws the contact. She isn't able to connect. Danny Vuletic.
That foul's on Jordan Beach. I think that's her first and team third. Vuletic at the line for the third time tonight. She's 2 for 2 already.
Beach right now is the leading scorer for the Red Devils at 7.
As Wolitich hits the first.
Ava Spano checking in for the Red Devils here. I'm not quite sure who left.
And hits the second. So Danny Wolitich is perfect from the line tonight. He's a 52% free throw shooter on the season.
I won't check your math, Anthony, don't worry.
They're going to get Vulicic on the foul there on the baseline. That's her second, team ace, so Red Devils will be shooting 1-1.
And that will bring Lexi Phillips to the line for the Red Devils. And a substitution for the Raiders.
Yep, they're going to get Vulicic out, try to avoid having her get her third foul before halftime. So Phillips' first shot goes in.
Anthony, so far we have just a little over a minute left. I know we had technical difficulties to begin, but so far from what we've seen as you were watching while I was messing with the technology, the Raiders really came out to play today.
They're shooting extremely well. 6 3-pointers already for the Raiders. And when you add that to what Vulicic is doing inside, it's doesn't bode well for their opponents.
It's not, if they could just get the box out on defense under control.
Yeah, that's the one thing they're not doing too well tonight is boxing out on the defensive side. But, you know, you're not going to do everything perfectly every night. So.
Oh, for the Red Devils, Beach drives it in, puts it up, no good.
There's a good box out from Maddie Durkin, one of the first good box outs I've seen from the Lady Raiders tonight. That's her fifth rebound. Drives it down and can't finish. A lot of bodies on the floor, Tyler.
There has been. It was like I kept mentioning that in the JV game, and it's kind of carried over to this.
They're going to get a foul on the floor. Number 13, who's that on the roster, Tyler?
Alexi Phillips.
All right, Phillips, that's her first team score.
Trying to read my handwriting as...
And Durkin gets it in there, and the Raiders go up 42-20.
Beach to Phillips, and in the transition it was lost, and the Raiders pick it up. Nice underhand pass under the basket. Not quite sure what was called there.
I think it was just the ball went out of bounds. There was a lot of chaos there. No one could really get control of that loose ball. It'll stay Raiders ball.
Another three. No good. But a nice putback. 20 seconds remain. We got 44-20. That's out of range.
Brooke Sauerlein with a nice offensive box out and put back for the Raiders. Like I said, she's getting more time with Bree Kohler out, making the most of it. And that's another foul on the Raiders. They're going to get, hold on, wait till they announce it. Sam Patron. It's her second, team ninth. So the Red Devils will still shoot one on one.
Jordan Beach will go to the line.
That was a shooting foul, so they'll shoot two today. So she hits the first.
Jordan's been really aggressive attacking the basket, just not able to connect.
Absolutely.
Hits the two free ones there, 8 seconds left in the half. Raiders bring it up. Deep three attempt. That's it.
Hey!
Right before the half.
Bree Modick hits her fifth three of the game. That ties her season record, and she needs just one more to tie Morgan Zerper's season record.
I told you, Anthony, 56. I had a feeling we were going to see it today.
He's locked in.
We will be right back with a little halftime report. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties. We'll try to catch you up as best we can. We'll be right back. This is YSN.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3300. 3130 or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
That old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dreams. We're pleased to offer customers the best vehicles at the best prices. Ask us about our financing options and our 3-month window price guarantee. Call 330-426-CARS. That's 330-426-2277. Simon Automotive on the corner of Route 14 and 165, right across from Ward's Market.
Welcome back to South Range High School. Halftime here. 5 minutes left. Try to get some commercials in since we missed a lot. Anthony, during the break, was working on a lot of stats, kind of making my brain hurt looking at it. Anthony, what do you got for us?
Yeah, just making sure my addition was right. Things got kind of chaotic with that playing of a difficulty, but my math was right. How about this? Bree Modig, 17 points.
Out of her 47,
already,
that's
already, 5 threes. She only needs one more to break the record. Let's go over some other impressive stats. We have Danny Vuletic with 8. And 5 rebounds. Maddie Durkin has 6 points, 5 rebounds. The team has 8 steals as a team already. Doing everything right. Lots of assists. Let me get the assist total.
Well, he's working on that. For the Red Devils, the biggest story I can tell right now is definitely between Lexi Phillips, and I'm trying to find the name here. Can't quite find it. It would be Beach.
Yeah, Beach.
There again, Beach. She's definitely driving in the lane, making plays happen, and then...
What she was able to do early is Raiders are double-teaming the top of the three-point line, and she's able to dribble right through them, but then when when the Raiders put Izzy Lombardi in there and the double team was Matty Durkin and Izzy Lombardi, that's a lot tougher to dribble through than Sam Petrone and Ashton McKee, which was what the double team was in the first quarter. So that's why we started to succeed so much in the first quarter, and now it's kind of tailing off. But very aggressive score, and just not being able to finish her layups.
It is, and with Beach along with that. She does drive, and when she gets to the hoop, she can connect on some of them. But it's not really mattering that much because the Red Devils are able to get the boards, and South Range doesn't seem like they want to box out today.
As a team, the Raiders already have 12 assists. And leading the team is Izzy and Maddie, both with 3 apiece. So that's what I was working on while you were talking. They're doing everything well. This is the game that Coach really wants to see after 2 losses in a row last week to Mooney and Ursa.
So as teams are getting ready to warm up, come out here, we will step aside. We will be right back for the second half action in South Range. This is YSN Network. I am Tyler Hoffman, joined by the insightful Anthony Hartwig. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Welcome back to South Range High School. I'm Tyler Hoffman, joined beside Anthony Hartwig. Anthony, before we get underway here, just a minute left. I want to ask an unrelated basketball question.
All right.
You're from the area, correct?
Yes.
Now, if one was to be hungry after the game, where should I go?
In Columbiana, you got really close. You have all those fast food places in Columbiana. I can't go home without passing Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, and that's really tough to pass up. But, I know the kids like to go to McPilot's after the game.
All right, I'm going to keep that in mind as I am hungry. We're going to get through the game here. 47-22. South Range leads it. Getting the balls collected up at center court. Very intense game for the Raiders that
yeah.
came out early.
And it's very balanced. I mean, other than Lee Modick was 17, everyone else, I see 8-8-6-6, and then 2 for Izzy Lombardi, but very balanced offense.
Definitely.
And then when you include Bree Modick just going off, that's why you see this lopsided score.
Definitely just sharing the ball has been the story for this Raiders team.
Yeah, 12 assists already for the Raiders.
So here we go, the Raiders walking onto the court. So will the Red Devils follow, and the Red Devils will be getting the inbound here.
The Red Devils were in the locker room for a long time. They came out with a little less than a minute left to go in the warm-up, so a lot of things to talk about from their coach.
Can't get the ball inbounded. Finally got it in. Lexi Phillips will be the Red Devils point guard for now. And the Raiders come up with a steal.
And the Raiders have put Izzy Lombardi back at point.
Move into the inside. Momentary look from the three. Nice ball movement there. That's deep three. That's it.
Durkin for three. That's her ninth point of the night.
That was right below us, too.
Yeah, right from the corner. That's not usually her shot, because usually she's at the top of the perimeter. She doesn't get a lot of corner three opportunities, but with Ashley McKee in the game right now playing the wing, she'll get corner threes.
Red Devils now, no looks on the inside right now, mostly been sticking out.
Now they're running four out and then one player on the high post just looking to get a ball screen and a drive, but they can't take care of the ball.
And the Raiders get that turnover, like you just said, and they're going to miss the layup. It'll be Lexi Phillips bringing it down, dishes it over, and it's in. Higginbottom again.
She's been very impressive tonight, her boxing out, her... You know, there are a lot of Raiders that give her a height advantage, but she's able to get in front of them.
And I believe that is her 13th, if I can see that correct. 13 points on the game so far.
So when you score 13 out of your team's 24, that's pretty impressive. And I can see why they're 14-4. She probably manhandles the teams on their schedule.
Jordan Beach again. Put up the shot attempt, nowhere close.
Yeah, that she just got a little bit too deep. Crazy circus shot there.
Nice rebound for the Raiders.
And that was she got the defensive rebound, came, ran the floor, and then got the offensive rebound for the putback. So that's 8.7 rebounds right now for Dani Vuletic on her way to a double-double.
A lot of historical things. You don't see a double-double that much. Not at least where I was from, you didn't.
I think they're going to get a jump ball or a foul on that. They will call a jump ball, and it'll be Raiders' possession.
Momentary look from the three, didn't want it. Nice reverse. It's in.
There's no one guarding the baseline for the defense, and Maddie Durkin was able to go right down the baseline for a reverse layup.
The past few possessions for Durkin, she's been able to run that baseline. No one's stopping her. Deep three from Beach for the Devils. That's in.
That's their first three of the game. They're going to need a lot more of those if they want to make this competitive. That was Beach for three.
Coming up on the five-minute mark, 54-27.
Actually, the two players on this team I think are really impressive, Beach and Higginbotham. Stern misses the three. Durkin with the rebound.
Very competitive.
She's starting to just impose her will down there.
She's kind of just having her way down there. She's going to go wherever she wants until someone decides to stop her.
Exactly.
Driving the baseline. Another three from the Raiders. No good.
That's a good box out there. Raiders are boxing out much better. And that was Izzy Lombardi with the rebound. Gets out to Ashley McKee for three. No good. Another rebound by Maddie Durkin. She's blocked, though.
And here comes Jordan Beach for the Red Devils on the attack. Gets a nice screen. Tries to put up another layup. Look for the foul. Not going to get it, but they will maintain the ball.
It's hard to drive in on the basket protectors that these Raiders put on the floor.
It is, but Jordan looks like she's going to keep trying to do it.
Yep, and I think the Red Devils called the timeout.
I think they did. We will step away for a brief second here. Take a round.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Back here at South Range, quick commercial reminder to buckle up when you drive home. My older brother would be making sure I do that on the way home tonight.
24-16. Les Leaders lead 56-27, and it's still Red Devils ball.
Here comes Beach again, looking to drive, and that's time not going to get what she wanted, but a
nice
throw.
Nice entry pass there. One of the first ones they've had all night.
Wasn't able to connect, but they just because they couldn't connect on that doesn't mean they need to shy away from that.
Yeah, that's what they need to keep doing. Get some entry passes that'll open up driving lanes.
The next thing I've noticed, Anthony, first time covering the Lady Raiders, they like to pass the ball to get everyone involved.
Yeah, they're a very balanced offense, and they work best when everyone's involved.
Nice spin around. No connection there. That was Higginbottom again. We have a player down on the court for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Izzy got hit in the face going up for that second offensive rebound there. But she gets up, she's okay. Danny Vulicic gets another rebound, goes up, gets fouled, and she'll go to Ron to shoot two.
3:20 left at the stop, 56-27. First attempt is off the front iron.
Danny is now 4-for-5 from the foul line. This will be her sixth attempt of the night. Someone that shoots 52% on the season.
And makes that one. Anthony, I got to tell you, I'm really glad you're here with these stats, because usually I don't have this luxury. So it's nice to have this.
Yeah, I like to keep running stats. Something I've been doing for a couple years now for this team.
A deep three from the Raiders, from the Red Devils. Not going to connect, and the Raiders will bring it up the court. Loose ball. Raiders going to grab it, a little overthrown. Going to go to the Raiders bench. They're just going to let that one go. Red Devils will inbound. Jordan Beach with the pass in. But she's going to bring it up now. Now gets rid of it. Not sure who that was. That was Jeff Welkin. She had it, Anthony, and then she had someone cut, and then she just let the ball go a little too soon.
And that is officially a double-double for Danny Vulicic, as she gets the rebound on the defensive end, and then gets the rebound on the offensive end and puts it in. She's having a fantastic game. That's 15 points for Danny. 10 rebounds. That's a double-double. No big deal for her.
Another stop. I believe the Red Devils will get the ball back. 2:14 left in the third. There's Beach again, trying to drive. Great space. Puts up another shot.
She is ultra aggressive, and she has to be. The way the Raiders are playing defense.
2 points.
Marlena Slaybaugh with her first points of the night.
For Jordan Beach, she's really driving in, trying to create. She's making this Raiders defense collapse, but then she's not looking for an open pass. She's kind of taking it by herself.
Yeah, she's kind of putting it on her shoulders. Sometimes you see players do that, and it kind of takes away the ball movement of your offense. And I believe that's a foul on the drive, and Red Devils will go to the line. Foul is on Marlena Slaybaugh. That's her first, team first.
You know, talking about Beach, I wonder if when this team does get down, if this team relies on her to kind of take that leadership role, and that's what she's kind of feeling right now.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things. And Lexi Phillips hits her first foul shot to make it 61-28 Raiders with just under a minute and a half left in the third quarter. And she hits her second. So 28. Sorry. No, I think it should be 29 because it was 27.
She hit two. She didn't hit that.
She didn't hit the second one?
Iron.
Oh, Marlena Slaybaugh just hit a three. That's, seven. That's 8 threes for the Raiders tonight as a team.
Beach got in a little trouble there and then got out of it with a reach in on the Lady Raiders.
That was on Brooke Sauerwine. Her second, team second.
Beach hands it off. Nice drive. That was a nice look into the lane, and another kind of a chuck in the air.
Able to get the chaotic offensive rebound, and in the chaos, able to force a foul, and I believe the Red Devils go to the line.
Yeah, Higginbotham.
And that's on Vuletic, her third, team third. That's something they want to watch now, Danny Vuletic. They'll probably take her out for the last minute of this quarter to avoid that fourth foul.
Little shooter's touch, got it in.
Sometimes that iron is very, very gracious, and sometimes it's not.
Higginbotham for the second attempt. She makes both.
Makes both, so it's 64-30. Just under a minute to go in the third. Haven't been able to call Bree Modick's name yet in the third quarter. I don't know if she's been on the floor, to be honest with you.
You know she wants to get in there, if she's not.
But Marlena, she can shoot. That one's an air ball. No rebound for the Raiders. Bree Modick is on the floor right now.
High off the glass. No good. Just under 30 seconds now. The third quarter in foul range. Another two steps and she takes up the shot.
Danny Vuletic now ties the team lead with 17. Her and Bree Modick both with 17.
They gave Bree Modick 20. Showing on the board. The last second spray up the middle, no good. We will be right back, 66-30 in South Range. Actually, we will stay here, as there was a foul called on that final shot. Brooks Irwin misses her first attempt.
And because it's the end of the quarter, there's no one around her. That kind of is nerve-wracking.
Second one doesn't bother him. She was fouled on a three, so she does get three attempts here. And she's only going to go one of three.
That's the end of the third quarter.
That is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back for the next eight and last 8 minutes of the fourth. Right after this, again, you're listening to South Range on YSN.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back after that short break. Still teams in the timeout, looking to see what they want to do.
And I have to apologize to anyone listening for Bree Modick's record. I swear I saw it. Marlena shot a three and made it, but it was actually Bree Modick. She hit a three in the third quarter. She has tied the three-point record for most in a season held by Morgan Zoper. So we will be sure to watch in this fourth quarter. Her next three does break the record for three-pointers in a season. That is 56, and her next three will be 57.
That is impressive, and there's still some games left to be played, so she can even extend this record.
And, I mean, we're getting to the point where we have to say the in-a-game record for the girls is 8, also held by Morgan Zoper.
Here comes Jordan Beach with the Red Devils here, just underway in the fourth. Top of the key, looks over to the wing. Had a momentary cut. Our teammate pulled back out. Higginbotham now back to Beach up at the top. Tries to get around a double team.
Great defense there by that Raiders double team, staying straight up, not fouling, and getting the steal. Durkin's fourth steal of the game.
I think, Anthony, the Raiders kind of slow it down a little bit, or they keep it on.
Well, with the tournaments coming up, you definitely don't want to slow down. But that's a turnover there. I think dribbled off her foot, and it'll be Red Devils' ball.
each will bring it up. He has 12 of the 30 for the Red Devils tonight. Not a lot of fouls like we saw in the first half of action for either team.
Yeah, the Raiders got the double bonus in the first half, and they only have 3 fouls in the second. Red Devils, one of the things they did well in the first half was not foul, and they're doing that just as well. They only have 2.
And the other thing for the Raiders, I would say, was they were not boxing out in that first half.
Oh, there's a steal by Sam Trone, and she'll slow the ball down a little bit. Get it back. Modic 3, off. I almost thought that was the record. Almost. Rimmed out. Red Devils with the ball. Beach takes it in. And that's off.
Again, another drive and another misconnection.
And that rebound goes to Sam Patrone.
Nice fake around. Not going to get it, but she's going to put up the shot again, and she's going to get called. There was a foul.
Maddie Durkin will go to the line. She's a 56% free throw shooter. Averages 12.7 a game for the Raiders to lead them.
Our first attempt is in as we await the second, 68 of 30.
And that gets her to her average. She has 12. This would be 13.
Oh.
Off the mark.
Comes Beach and the Red Devils on the attack now, trying to create something.
That ball is stolen away. Another steal for the Raiders. That one goes.
They had a triple team on the Raiders.
Marlena Slayball was the one that got that steal. And three substitutions coming in. Brooke Sauerwein coming in. Emily Irons coming in. And Izzy coming back. And Maddie Durkin, Sam Patrone, and Ashley McKee are all out. Those are all seniors, and they all got a nice standing, nice ovation from the crowd. Might be the last time we see them tonight with the score what it is.
And with just a little over 5:30 to go, I believe you're right.
They're going to keep Bree Modic in there, try to get her that record at home.
Another 3 attempts.
Emily Irons for 3, no good, but she gets her own rebound.
Nice drive-in, good take. Izzy Lombardi for the Raiders.
Just her 4th point, very quiet night for Izzy, but she's done on the glass. She has 5 rebounds and 2 steals to go along with those 4 points. And there's a rebound from Remotic. It's her 2nd.
Another look from the 3, not going to take it this time. Going to pass around the top, around the perimeter. Another look. No.
Yeah, you gotta move the ball a little bit more than that to back that zone off the 3-point shooter. There's a drive. There's a 3.
Hand in their face. No.
Oh, almost. The 2 threes that she's taken in this quarter are both rimmed out.
Jordan Beach now trying to set something up. But this Raiders defense is just very aggressive, especially when it comes to a trap.
And that's another rebound by Bree Modic. That's her 2nd of the quarter, 3rd of the game.
She's going to bring it down. Now dishes it out.
Izzy for 3. That's no good. Red Devils with the rebound.
Beach with a baseball Peyton Manning throw. Trying to get it over half court. Not going to connect. Raiders, 70-30 here in South Range.
And Bree Modic is leaving the game. And with 3:53 left, Gianna Chickie comes in for Bree Modic. She might have to wait to break that record until Wednesday at Liberty. you know, they gave her her shots, but you don't want to keep her in and kind of, you know, one up this team or anything like that. So.
And here's the thing I mentioned earlier. She's only a junior.
Yeah.
She has the rest of these games left this season and then all next season. So not only do I think she's going to get this record, but she's going to definitely secure it for a while.
But six threes in a game is her season high. So that's definitely something to be happy about. And you are now a record holder. You tied the record holder.
Something to be proud of. I know I'm not a record holder of anything that I know of.
I'm sure there's something out there.
I don't know.
Raiders lead 70-30 with 3.5 to go in the game. This is a Red Devil team that is always competitive. They've only lost 4 games, so this is new territory for them. But just completely outmatched tonight in every way.
I think what I've noticed with this Red Devil team is there's been a lot of outside looks, so they're driving a lot, and that defense of the Raiders knows that they're not going to shoot the defense, so they can compress that defense, and that's forcing the bad shots.
There's really no respect for the three-point shot from the Raiders defense, although they have hit one tonight from Beach, I believe.
And Beach in warm-up proves she can hit the three, so.
Red Devils go 0-2.
Some days you come out and you don't have it, and I think that's what we're going to see tonight.
And Izzy McParty gets her 7th rebound of the game on that missed free throw.
Higginbottom with the steal. Brings it up the court. Raiders D is active.
The other thing, the Raiders are just a lot more athletic than this Red Devils team, and that's really helping them. They're really fast, really long, and it's just hard to drive against this team when that's all you got.
I mean, this.
Here's a nice drive, and that'll bounce in.
This Red Devils team, Anthony, they came out of the game, didn't really have a lot of ambition.
That's DiDiGio for the 2 at 70-30 kick. What were you saying? That was one.
That was three ball. I was saying that the Red Devils, they came out of the game at the beginning, not even looked like motivated, ready to play, and I think the Raiders were able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, well, they caught the Raiders coming off a 2-game losing streak, so a really angry Raiders team that came out ready to play and really shot the lights out, one of their, offensively one of their best games of the year at 73. They don't score that high very often.
And Lady Raider on the ground.
That is. Three fouls on Brooks Irwine, team's 5th. Ashton McKee checks in. And Izzy Lampardi will take a seat. Assuming that we see the last of her, Izzy's going to finish with just 4 points, but 7 rebounds and 2 steals to go along with that. Tyler, as we wind down, we have to talk about player of the game. Both Danny and Bree Modick with 17 points. Bree Modick tying that record, I think it's got to be her, right?
I think that's what we're going to have to go with.
Yeah.
I really do. Make sure you do stick around for the player of the game. Anthony will get the privilege to talk to the player of the game. I get the privilege of going down to get the player of the game, but that's okay.
Yeah, if she's done, so Bree Modick will finish with 20 points, 2 rebounds, a steal, and 2 assists. So Red Devils go 2 for 2 at the line, and it's 73-34 with 2 minutes left to go in this game. Marlena at 3 gets her own rebound, and the Raiders will set up. Marlena running the point.
I don't really see for the Raiders now. That's a big down there.
And Ashley McKee gets the rebound but loses it. And the Red Devils will push the ball up the court. And another foul.
Foul called at a minute 29 left, 73-34. South range.
That's 4 on Brooks Irwine now. Team 7th. Beach will go to the line. That's a nice drive. And when you're driving against someone that's not Izzy Lombardi and Danny Vulatich, it makes it a lot easier. And that's where you see the talent of Beach able to get in and draw fouls. He misses the first. Puts in the second. 73-35. Minute and a half to go.
Raiders just doing pass and screen.
Yeah, she drug her pivot foot when she went to make that pass, and they're going to get her, get Gianna Chickie for a travel. Just over a minute to go. 73-35 is your score.
Like I said, off the key.
New territory for the Lordstown Red Devils, someone that's only lost four games, hasn't lost a game by more than 20, and something that they're going to have to erase from their memory banks as they get ready for the Middle Ridge District Tournament, where they're the sixth seed.
You're going to have these kind of nights, unfortunately.
Yeah, they just ran into a buzzsaw that is the South Range Raiders. Tall, athletic, I think maybe the best team that's on their schedule.
Also coming off two losses, so they had a little vengeance coming out.
But Jess Wilkes hits a two to make it 73-37 with about 40 seconds to go in the game. Might see one more shot from the Raiders.
Loose ball, and they're going to get over and back on the Raiders. 34.2 seconds left. Beach now, nice drive, takes it in, again can't connect. That's been her story so far tonight.
Yeah, just good drives, unable to finish, but they've been tough layups. I mean, that's a tough layup, going to your left, kind of hook shot, just unable to get that to fall, but very aggressive driver, and I think she can really make an impact in that district coming up in a week.
Deep three attempt for the Raiders, not going to fall. A rebound for the Red Devils, they're going to bring it up.
Three was from Emily Irons.
She will lay it in. That will almost do it.
With a two to make it 73-39. That'll be your final, 73-39.
So here at South Range, Anthony just said the final. Stick around. We will get the player of the game, the exclusive, as always, Anthony Hartwig. Please stick around. We'll be right back.
season 3-point record with 56, 6 tonight. What was working for you tonight?
You know, just remaining to stay open and, you know, just finishing my shots. But, you know, all in the end, you know, we have to still play as a team, and I can't just think about myself, you know, and that record. I have to think about other things and not let it get in my head.
How did it feel to do that at home, to tie it at least?
It was good, you know, it was senior night, so the vibe was just, it was there, you know, that happy vibe, and it's the last, well, not the last home game, but the second to last home game, but it was a good feeling.
Is that something you were thinking about, like, man, I really want to get this at home if I can?
It was definitely a really big goal of mine. So
you come off two losses last week, and this Lordstown team, 14-4, nothing to turn your nose at, but you were able to come away with a 73-36 victory. What was working tonight?
You know, just we can't look at the record. We can't look at how good they are. We just have to maintain, you know, to play as a team and just play hard, always play hard and do what we know how to do.
All right, Bree Modico, D. Burbick Farms, player of the game. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
And good luck Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Stop.
All right, so that was Bree Modico along with Anthony Hartwick. I had to run all the way down there for her to run all the way up here. A little out of breath here.
You know, I'd hate to tell you, but you could have just yelled at her from the balcony.
I could have, but I'm not that loud of a person, so.
Okay.
We will wrap it up here in South Range. Anthony, it was a pleasure to call this game with you. Thank you for having me. Until the next game, please check out more of YSN at YSN.com for other schools, other sports, or your school. I am Tyler Hoffman, signing off with Anthony Hartwig. Until next time.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
You have been kicked.